one, you are going to be listening to a very special Patreon episode. So usually we keep these behind a paywall on our Patreon, patreon.com/butwhythough. But we're sharing one with you all. We wanted to show you all what you can get when you sign up and help support us to make our website bigger, better, and stronger. So this is an episode of So I Was Thinking, the podcast that I do with Matt that pretty much lets you in on like the conversations we have in our kitchen about like different things. The focus of this one is work from home, pretty relevant conversation. If you like what you're listening to, you can get 20 other episodes of So I Was Thinking on patreon.com/butwhythough. Additionally, we have other podcasts, Bourbon and Burdens, where Matt and our friend Nisha drink and talk about the things that have been bothering them that week. There are about 30-ish episodes there, and there are 16 episodes of Manga Trash, where me and my best friend Nisha talk about smutty manga, and that's at the $1 level. The other podcasts are at the $5 level. Come and join us, come support us, and help us make it all better. So, without further ado, enjoy. Welcome back to So I Was Thinking, the podcast where we don't have all the answers, but we do have all the questions. As always, I'm Kate, and I'm here with Matt.
Hello.
And before we get started, like we always start, thank you for supporting us on Patreon. Kind of threw me off a little bit. But thank you for your support. It really means a lot. All of your contributions directly go to help us raise the rates for our writers, pay our wonderful producer, Jason. Hi, Jason. I know you're listening to this. And a whole bunch more. It helps us keep the lights on and it helps us get where we need to go. So, without further ado, today's episode, we're talking about work from home.
Yes, and I get to do this one, I guess, because I've been working from home longer than you have. but for better or worse. Yeah, so the weird thing is, because obviously with now in a COVID world, whether post, which we're not there yet, or whatever you want to call it, work from home has become a big thing. And it's become a big thing in a lot of ways. And I guess I want to start this episode off with, like, have you been a fan of the concept of work from home before? Is it now COVID? Is it different? Because I know there are differences between pre-COVID working from home and home now. I know for me, one of my biggest questions I've had before even COVID existed of like, why the hell don't we do all these computer jobs from home?
Yeah, so I have a giant fan of work from home. And while you've been working from home for the entirety of stuff, you know, every day, I have had wonderful schedules where I have the flexibility to work from home where I want. So one, coming out of academia, and Matt, you know this too, like you kind of can make up your own time and you can sit at home when you want, go to campus when you want. Like it's
great.
Yeah. And the thing is when I was looking for jobs in tech, I also wanted that type of flexibility. So the first job that I had in tech, I worked from the office one day a week, and that was the day where we had all of our team meetings. So that made it a lot easier to just be there in person versus calling in, because I prefer to do meetings in person. There's not a lot that you miss. But I worked from home the rest of the week. On top of that, at my current job, they wanted us to be in the office at least 60% of the time. But we had the flexibility, like, oh, I'm not feeling too good today. I'm feeling well enough to not take a sick day, but I'm not feeling well enough to go into the office. I could just say, hey, I'm working from home today. Or I could be like, oh, I woke up late, I'm going to work from home today. So I had the flexibility to work from home at least one day a week. Like, we got one work from home day a week, and for my team, it was Fridays. But I also had the flexibility to work from home whenever I needed to outside of that, which is something that I always appreciated. And now, like, all my stuff can, like, I also work just on computer things and I don't have to be in front of people. So, like, my job is perfect to stay work from home for the rest of eternity.
Right. Yeah, that's been the biggest thing. Like I said, I guess we'll start with like a pre-COVID world and stuff like that. Of me, like I said, I obviously went from working in a field all the time in the academia of selecting my schedule. It was great. You put up with the abuse because you're like, oh, I get great scheduling, which you'd be surprised, which kind of leads into like the life work balance that you don't see. But it is weird that this wasn't a concept. That was it was frowned upon for the longest time. And I mean, obviously you've been fortunate, even I, because there are still plenty of days even when I worked in, at UT or whatever, where I could, if I knew I was doing a straight day to day, I was allowed to work from home. But there's still plenty of other jobs I know when I was trying to leave that they're like, hey, you'll just be sitting working in spreadsheets all day, but you need to be here at 9 a.m. on the dot. You will take a lunch break at 12. You will be back at 1. You will then work 1 to 5, and then you will go home. And I'm like, but I'm literally sitting on a, I can do that from anywhere in the world. Why do I have to be like right here in an office cubicle staring at you the whole time?
Yeah, and I will say too, like as much as I've been really lucky at my current job where I've been at for the past 3 years, because my team is very much we're all everywhere, so it doesn't matter. You can kind of just we just have that flexibility, but my company as a whole really prides itself on its culture and its work culture, and it can only do that if you're in the office. So they've been very adamant of like we only allow you to work remote if you have like working from home long term, you have to have like company approval because the company itself is like we have a great work culture and they do. Like I love being in the office. They offer a lot of benefits, but at the same time, like we can just go work from home. We don't have to be in the office. Now there are benefits that I miss from the office, but I mean overall, like the fact that my company is still like 90% of you can work from home for the entirety, but we're still going to open up and push our offices to 100% because we like our work culture and we want to go back to that is a little
Right, which is kind of like I said, but beforehand, though, like I said, the fact that like it took a pandemic for this to even allow this to happen is what it's still crazy to me. Because when it comes to work-life balance, that we've seen it through generations, it's become more and more of a priority. I know it's definitely been a priority for you and I. Like, there's been plenty of jobs where I'm like, yeah, I can probably do this, but do I really want to be here? It's terrible, and stuff like that. But it is one of those wondering why it was so frowned upon. And I just never understood that. I mean, I do think there are some limitations. I do think meetings in some cases do go better. Presentations possibly go better when when you are together face to face. But also from the day to day of what work is, I just don't know why we've grown up. I know for a lot of people, it ruins work-life balance in more ways. The fact that like the problem with the work week that people don't seem to realize is. You may quote unquote work 40 hours. You're probably at work at least 45 hours if you have to take an hour lunch break. And then anybody that commutes anywhere between 30 hours or 30 hours, 30 minutes to maybe an hour, in some cases even more, like in our case, if I would, depending on where we worked, your work life almost now ends up being 40 hours of paid work and then 10 to 12 hours of just whatever involved work. And so now you're looking at a 50-hour plus work week. And I just think working from home has allowed and opened a lot of doors for people not to be miserable all the time.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that. It's weird because now, like, as we do look at like the way things are, I think that having the flexibility to work from home allows you to maintain a work-life balance when the office is the norm and it allows you to kind of run your own schedule. Because like if I can do all of my work within 30 hours, that like I can do that. And I think overall it's good. And then obviously I'm sure we'll talk about it, like the difference in like a COVID world where like we're kind of forced to work from home. Like I've actually struggled with my work-life balance because now my entire work is in my house. And
Right,
that's
which
where
I
it
guess
gets really hard.
before we get into that, I guess because obviously COVID pushed us all to be home and does everything. Do you think this will actually have a lasting impact, and then overall? So you think
No,
most of
it
this will stay
will.
put? What all do you think will change? For the biggest thing for me that I'm excited is it clears up building space, it clears up like traffic, it clears up roads, it clears up technically, basically pollution.
Yeah.
But it's not the pollution you quote unquote think of, like all gases and greenhouse. No, it's like just noise pollution and everything else. And so I'm actually excited for more people working at home, just because how much it clears up. Like, you don't need all 10 million buildings anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, what you think we're going to keep doing that? Or you think, I mean, I know your company is probably the exception, but also, and I say that as like, compared to a lot of other companies and for a lot of people we know, you have it very, very nice.
No, I do. I'm looking at this from the perspective of, I work in diversity and inclusion, and I work in D&I, and I work in recruiting. And overall, to stay competitive, and obviously this excludes like the small companies and stuff like that, but like to stay competitive, tech companies, game companies, like anything that is in that sector, moving to work from home helps them. And at least what it does, how do you say this? I don't know if it will 100% stay, we can do remote work. What I do know that it has done is it's taken restrictions off of location. So, like, instead of just, and that may sound weird, but like, remote location is one aspect of location. Location to an office is another aspect. So, like, if somebody's hiring for a team that sits in Austin, they'll only open that role in Austin versus looking at people who could either, one, potentially move to Austin, or just opening a seat at the office in, like, Atlanta or something like that. And when you open that up and you open and you remove the constraints of location, whether it's through 100% remote work or location flexibility, which the pandemic has shown that companies can do, you automatically step into a space where you can hire more diverse people and you can actually be more competitive for more talent. So from a bottom line perspective, there is a company benefit to keep things either fully remote or keep things in a location, like on a new structure that doesn't favor one specific location over others. And so that's the only way I think about it, because that's how I think about it. Like, I have to think about it.
Right. Which, I mean, obviously, which leads to the point of, there's going to be a few things that will have to change for this whole thing, general, like, change from working from home. Of obviously, companies are saving tons of money because they don't pay for building space. But employees are now facing the burden of, essentially, our electric bill now is through the roof. You know, we have to have great internet. You know, we've had to, you know, you have to make sure you have office space. And so I do wonder, I mean, obviously, once again, I know your company probably more exception, but I do wonder what eventually might end up happening and any possible changes that will affect all companies of how this might happen. Because right now we're paying like freaking, like our electric bill at least has almost doubled just because you and I are both at home 24/7.
Yeah, and I think that that's one thing that, like, companies, especially, like, larger companies like mine, like, they need to take into account how the amenities and benefits that they offer their employees in office and how they can translate that to being at home. I mean, companies have already adapted in that the majority of companies, big, small, tech or not, they will give you a personal laptop that goes with you home that, yes, you know, you can take and you can move. That allows them to organize their office spaces more willy-nilly, and it also allows you to work after hours or whatever. But that's already something that they adapted, the ability to give you a personal computer, which is property that they own, and move it out. The extension of that for me is, one, allowing you to, because you can kind of already take stuff off of taxes for working from home, like if you like do like the square footage.
Unless you're that one stuff. Guy who felt that we needed to be taxed more for working at home.
No, we're not bringing him up. Anyway, you can take that into account in that, or you can do small pay raises to accommodate those types of things, or you can do like a stimulus in a sense where you're like, hey, we're giving the entire company X amount of money so that way they can set up their spaces and then they're done with. Like, there are different ways for companies to do it, but I do agree that like companies do have to figure out how to make the system more inviting and more beneficial for the work from home thing. Like when they switched us, I didn't know this, but apparently you could have taken home your giant monitors from work to put them in your house, which I would have done, but I didn't. And because I have like a 30, like not 30, it's like, I think it's a 30 inch monitor that is ginormous that I could have brought home.
Now but, like, I'm upset because I did not know this.
I didn't know it until way after the fact. All
you
I had
break
on my,
into that building. And
all
that
I had
monitor.
On my desk was my water bottle and stuff. So like I was like, oh, I don't need anything. And then they're like, oh yeah, you could have taken your screen. Anyway, those types of incentives need to be factored in.
Well, as far as incentives, would you rather have like a stimulus or would you rather have them a direct like bill payment type stuff?
I would rather have a stimulus because doing like, oh yeah, submit X bill and we'll comp you for it. That's just a world of awful because one, you have to remember to do it, and two, like it can get backed up really easy. So like I just give me money. Give me added money every month to accommodate the fact that you expect that I will spend $75 in internet or something like that.
Right.
Like that I think is a better way to go.
Right, which kind of yes. And then kind of moving from there, we do get to this whole which I guess we'll kind of go into like the pre-COVID versus COVID, you know, COVID now thing of basically the problem we've ran into is essentially, and you kind of touched on a little bit, you're not working from home. Your home is work. You're just stuck at work. And I know that's been a big issue. I know companies, when they found out, because the funny thing with the giant myth that, you know, people that work from home, they won't get anything done, blah, blah. That's why we never had it. And then all of a sudden, everybody started working from home, and all of a sudden, companies like, oh, shit, everybody 10 times more productive. Y'all need to log off the computer. Please go away. And I know for me, that is, and it's weird because that's been a big thing for me, but I've been working from home, and it's been completely different. I know you've had your own struggle because you've worked, like I said, you kind of had that half and half almost thing. But I don't know, for you, I guess we'll start with you of like, since you actually had an office and went through, and it'll go to me who just, I never had an office and I just now live here. And I always
Yeah, the thing is too, is like, I think it's kind of heightened for me in the fact that like my workspace and office at home was already work for me to work on the site. But when I brought in my outside work, like I was answering emails at like 11 o'clock at night. I was like, there have been plenty of times where I'll be downstairs on my laptop and I'm like, hold on, I have to answer this work thing. And Matt's like, it's 8 o'clock. Why are you doing this right now? And it's hard because you get this sense of urgency where like, oh, I need to work, or oh, I'm bored, I'm gonna jump online and see if there's anything that I needed to do, or it'll be 9 o'clock at night and I'll be like, oh crap, I remembered something, and then I'll go do it. And essentially, like, at least from the data that like a lot of tech companies have found, is that people were actually increasing productivity between 200 to 350 to 400%. Because they just didn't get off their devices, or they would get bored, or they just wouldn't come out of a project. Because like in tech especially, I work with people who worked weekends all the time. But now that they're not at the office, they just do that. And they're logged in from like 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. and then they go to bed. And so like now, like our company has had to be like, hey, if you are a manager and you send an email after X amount of times, more than once within a week, you will face consequences because all y'all are working way too damn hard and I need y'all to stop being overachievers. And that's the hard thing because there is no way to shut it off. And for other people too, like there are other people who have been given pieces of equipment, whether it's like a tablet to video conference in on, or a monitor or like a setup, anything like that, that they've now integrated into their home life, or they just use their laptop as home life, that they can't separate the two. Because at least if you had your work laptop and you brought it home from the office, there's a clear barrier there. It's like, okay, now I'm home, now I can use it for home stuff. Whereas like my laptop gets used for home stuff and it gets used for work stuff because it's just right there now and there's no separation.
So I guess I wonder, because I know you have a nice laptop to run that, but we've heard of other laptops from other companies to where they VPN the shit out of that thing, basically, with security. Yeah. You can't do anything. So do you think we should go more to that? And the only problem I have with that is basically your laptop is a brick unless you do work, which I guess is good on some fronts, but also kills the incentive of you giving you a laptop.
I mean,
because they gave you basically work.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I've never worked on a laptop where they, like, kept me off of things. It's known that I know that the company can look at, like, my history on, like, what sites I spend the most time on and, like, that type of stuff. It doesn't stop me from, like, scrolling through Twitter or anything. But, like, I don't know. I feel like there's just better ways to trust your employee to do stuff. And if anything, the fact that I'm working from home, I didn't have, like, if we didn't do, if I wasn't a PC gamer, I wouldn't need my PC set up because I would just have my work laptop that I can use for right. everything. And I save money in that case. I could buy a monitor, have it put up, and everything's fine. And I can use that both, like, for personal reasons and work reasons because my work encourages it. So I think I wouldn't want to have limitations on my work laptop.
Yeah, no. I mean, I personally am against it, too, because it does feel like, said, we have, I've talked to other people who, like, said that, and I'm like, this is gonna suck because you really don't have an actual laptop. You have to actually go buy something. If you don't have it, that, like, your whole fancy, I have a laptop, is literally not that. You can't do anything other than work. No, I know for me it's been weird because obviously people always said, like, oh, you already work from home. This should be easy. And technically, I've already had my own issue because I came from field work and then I came obviously to work at home and problem. And you do run into that issue of, like, you know, PC gaming for me has been hard because it's one of those, if you sit in a chair and work for 8 hours all day, now you're supposed to then therefore sit in the chair more to just play on the same screen you've already been looking at. And it does basically become very convoluted and meshed together. Like I said, the biggest thing, the hardest thing for me for the most part is there is no, and obviously probably easy for y'all because you had the office and everything, but there's the breaking that you get from working from home, which I've already done. And I feel like I've kind of helped or shown you, like, I eat lunch at the table every day. Like, I sit outside, like, I make sure that I don't bring anything. You're bad at it, but, and I know you used to make fun of me when we first started the pandemic of why don't you eat at your desk? Like, I don't eat any food at my actual desk or anything. And I was just like, because I have to have a break from what I'm
doing. It's also just weird for me, too, because at work, like, you could go and you could sit in the cafeteria and detach, or you just take lunch at your desk and, like, watch a video while you, like, do the rest of your work. And that's what I always chose to do. I always worked at my desk. But that said, my ass was always going to the restroom. My ass was always getting up to go get water. I was always getting... And that's also the thing that sucked, is working from home, my water consumption tanked because I wasn't getting up to go get water. And while, like, some of that's distracting tasks, like... If I wanted the good coffee, I had to walk up 4 flights of stairs. I could have taken the elevator, but I always walked up. I walked up 4 flights of stairs to go get the good cold brew. If I wanted X flavor of chip, I had to go to the micro kitchen on, like, floor 14 instead of floor 10. And so, like, I took little adventures in my office and I walked a lot, or I was running to meeting rooms. So I was moving a lot. And so, like, as much as I was, like, on the screen and looking at my computer, I wasn't sitting a lot during the day because I was climbing stairs, I was shuffling between rooms, and I got downtime away from it. To your point of just sitting in the chair, like, I don't play a lot of games anymore, and it sucks, but a lot of it is because I'm already sitting in this position. I'm gonna go lay down and watch TV.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. I know I struggle with it, and I've gotten better. I know I've played games now on a console versus PC, but even then, sometimes it's just a blur of work, obviously, because we're doing, like, a podcast, and that's a whole other conversation. Yeah. But no, it is one of those, like, the first thing I did when I started working from home was, you know, eating lunch, and also just the general fact of, like, you don't, you know, like, for me, going out to dinner was more of a thing because that was me leaving the house, going out to do stuff. Not saying that nobody else enjoys it, everybody does. But, like, there was just certain parts of, and also just even the general routine of, like, I'm used to, like, you were gone. So then, you know, when you came home, I knew it was time for dinner. You know, I knew when you left, it was this time. We knew when we did that, it was that time. And it kind of built in this weird schedule for me, and I knew what time we had to get productivity versus, which me and you have even had our own issues of blending of just, like, you're right in the room next to me. It's technically like a Tuesday or something. You're supposed to be doing this and I'm doing that, but we're both just here. And it definitely thrown off a lot of the syncing schedules and everything else of just the everyday working and stuff. I know in general I have that issue, and I have seen the productivity where there's plenty of weekends I work all the time for this website, and it's honestly most of it because it just needs to be done and we don't have any people, but also because they're just, when you're at home working all the time, you do get bored. It's why I will always, anybody who says, if we give people money and don't require them to work, what is the whole site? No, people are going to work. People are bored. People want to do stuff.
I also work more effectively because I'm like, oh, I can get this done and then I can just go chill over here, or I can go do X. Like, I work more effectively because I have incentive.
Oh yeah, I am all about task doing stuff. Time, the time for task thing, the dumbest thing, which is kind of like the work from home, work not. Like I said, I don't know what we're gonna see as we, you know, we are getting, people are getting vaccinated, moving through, whether we should be opening or not. It's a whole other conversation. No, we should not be. You know, we'll see what happens, but I don't know what's gonna happen when it does go back to work, per se, when people go back to work, or some people don't. I don't know. I think working from home should be a big thing moving forward for multiple reasons, for work-life balance, like I said, just saving noise pollution, traffic, you know, killing people's time. But, like, it is interesting to see what, I do want to see what those numbers are when people actually have the option to be able to do things.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, I currently, like, they just released our plan, and the offices are currently open at 10% right now. They're going to be opening them to 50% and then 100% by the end of the year. And I haven't opted into full remote work yet because I want to see what happens. Because to be honest, I do miss my office. Like, I like working from home because I have more flexibility to do more stuff and I can do more site stuff throughout the day. And I have more me time now that I've been able to establish boundaries. Like, it took me a while in this pandemic to establish, like, work-life boundaries. And I think I've done a good job now. That said, I do kind of miss being around the office and having different food and being around other humans.
Yeah. And it gets lonely, I guess, per se. Not quite, but sort of, yeah.
Also, I love you with all my heart, but, like, we've been together 24/7 for, like...
Yeah, no, you can leave for about a week and I'll be fine.
Yes.
That'd be good. I fully recommend it. I would say, like, so, when I worked an accountant at part-time the year before, and just driving to... Because I had to leave, go to the office one day a week, and that one... It was just a long drive. It was great. Just listen to damn radio driving.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it sucks because my work isn't opening up a hybrid model. I wish that they would accommodate for a hybrid model where it could be, like, work from the office when you want and stay home the rest of the time. And I understand from a logistic perspective, like, when you do have buildings that are that big and when you do have, like, they have to pay facility staff, they have to pay, like, culinary staff, they have to have all of those things in line. So they need to know what number of whatever to buy. And because I am privileged to work at such a large company. That said, like, they're not, like, I don't know if everybody in that building is going to be vaccinated. And that's something that scares me, but I'm still in this place where I'm like, but what if I did go back to work? What if I just wait to file my remote work to just see what happens at 50%? And then, like, they're going to tell us, like, 3 months in advance before we have to go into the office. And then at that point we can request remote. Like, what if I just wait that out? And, like, I thought that I would be way more like, no, I'm 100% going to work from home. But, like, the more I think about it, like, if I could just go in one day a week and just, like, get some change to the monotony, like, I kind of want that. Not enough to risk my life, but I kind of want it.
Well, no, even including the whole risk your life part, like, it's just a general thing of, like, going to an office and interacting with people or just doing outside or getting some, you know, sunlight or, you know, moving or whatever.
Touching some grass. Sometimes you just gotta go outside and touch some grass.
Go outside and eat that banana for 20 minutes, you'll be fine. It solves all your problems. Not really. But no, it is, there are just benefits, you know, of just moving and it does break stuff up. And that's the thing. Like, I enjoyed it for that one day. But if they told me how to do that every day, which is obviously why I end up leaving that job, for other reasons. But, you know, like, I couldn't afford, I was not going to go drive and commute my ass every single day for a job that I literally could do sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest thing. Obviously, there was other, you know, but... how there's obviously other reasons of how I ended up here, but that was another thing when it came to being, I mean, obviously I had the ability and was allowed to be able to be picky, but it was one of those, like, the whole thing of you forcing me to be at the office for no other reason than, like, this is what we always done before, or tradition, or whatever standard dumb norms we had, like, I wasn't gonna do that. And that's my thing, is I hope we do break that, because I do think there's a lot of people that benefit from working from home. And like I said, I'm a big fan of the hybrid model, like you said. I don't think they're going to be allowed to. But I think it's just going to open a lot of doors for employees eventually happens. But I do think it's going to have to come with, they're going to have to expand amenities and balances because, you know, internet, you know, technology, you know, equipment, space, you know, utilities, which half that stuff probably should be free in this country anyways, but that's another story, need to be done to compensate things. And even whether paying more, which personally not a big, I don't know, not that I'm a big fan of, like, you need to pay more, but I feel like this ends up being the cop-out, per se. But I don't know.
I don't agree with that just because I'm absent-minded and I'm going to forget to ask for people to redeem what I'm spending. I would rather just get paid more.
Yeah. I'd have to think about that, explain that a little bit better, if that makes more sense.
I would rather get paid more. That's my stance.
I guess for me, it depends on getting paid more, because I feel like sometimes the getting paid more doesn't always equal to what ends up costing the thing.
Neither does saying this is your cap for what we'll reimburse. It's six in one hand, half a dozen in the other.
No, absolutely.
And then on top of that, too, when you just leave it up to individuals to reimburse, there are a lot of people who will just forget, and you end up, like, actually not paying everybody.
Right.
And that is the other thing. Anyway, that's how I feel.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, you get to speak from your pretty little company, and I get to speak from the shitty people that we all had to deal with.
I mean, you also get to speak from working from home because you work at a company that can't pay you, i.e. this website. So that's a very different thing. Whether you want to be compensated for your electricity or not, we have no money to comp you.
I need to be compensated for a lot of stuff. We all been messing around here. I'm being robbed out of all of this. I'm going to do this podcast just so maybe people can help us pay me. See, that's why I do this. But anyways, I do wonder what's going to happen in the future. I'm a big fan of working from home, but also, this goes into the general thing. We need to change city landscapes and work-life balance in general anyway, so I think the faster we do that, the more we're willing to do that, the better, but we'll see what happens. That's, like I said, that's about all I have.
I've spoken my piece.
Okay.
I literally have nothing else to add. Like, I like working from home. Let me go into the office a couple of times, hybrid models, and pay me more money.
Then get us the hell out of here.
Anyway, thank y'all for listening. Thank you all for supporting us. And because you support us, I'm pretty sure you know where to find us. So have a great day. Let us know what you think about work from home. Let us know if you're working from home and you encountered some issues we didn't talk about or some things we didn't think about. And let us know in the comments. What? Not comics. Comments. Anyway,
please don't draw me a comic about this.
Please do. With Leia. Bye. Leia, actually, side note, our dog has changed a lot since we've been working from home. At first, she was very happy, and now she hides. So
she does not like us either.
Yeah, she doesn't like us being home.
Nobody in this household likes each other anymore.
No. Anyway. Bye.
Bye.